So how do you read a geologic map?
Well,
it's kind of fun. What you do is you first have a geologic map. And today we're going to be reading a geologic map that you too can pick up at the Utah Geological Survey, that's at Redwood Road and North Temple. And it's by Lehi Hintze, and it was done in the 1990s, building on what geologists have done for, gosh, a couple centuries now. Anyway, as you look at the map, unfold it, and why don't you first look on what I would consider the back. And on the back, you'll see a shaded map of Utah. You'll see that it's really for tourists. It's got a blown-up section for canyonlands. And it has, over on the right-hand side, something that's called Utah's Geologic History. Read from phase one upwards. And it has 8 phases. Now, this is going to be minor confusing in a bit because, and I have to take some of the blame, Lehi's now dead, but we were very good friends and we worked very closely together. And I told him I could not teach it as 8 phases, and he made it into 9 phases for you and for me in the books he wrote. So just know there's going to be minor confusion on that, but the theme is okay. What this map does is teach. It allows you, if you know where you are in Utah, so you're not lost geographically, you won't be lost stratigraphically. So let's go to the other side, which shows the map in these spectacular colors. And incidentally, the colors are defined by international convention, although countries don't always use it. So I did my geologic mapping in Honduras, and the Honduran government wanted their igneous rocks to be pink. And I have the pinkest map. It's really ugly because I had to use pink for other things as well. Okay, so just know that as you're looking at this map as a sweeping generalization, the browns are the oldest, and the light colors tend to be the youngest. Now, these are the rocks shown at the surface of Utah. So know that there's something underneath each of these colors. And if you were just to take a hypothetical hole and drill anywhere in the state, you'd first go through sediments, most everywhere. Maybe not on the top of Lone Peak, where you'd be right into bedrock. But you'd go through just dirt, and then you'd head into bedrock. There's bedrock everywhere on Earth's surface. You say, not quite. In a flowing volcano, you would not have bedrock. But bedrock is the firm, coherent, continuously attached to Earth's crust. And so let's just look out in the vernal area. Notice how it's kind of a yellow look out there. If you were to go through those materials, and we'll tell you what those are, you would then go through what that bedrock sits on, through what that bedrock sits on, what that sets on. And if you're thinking about a column, gosh, that's what the right-hand side of the map is. So notice on the right-hand side of the map, there's headings at the top so that you can, for example, let's do the Uinta Mountains and Basin, and you see those yellow colors. There's an awful lot of them. But notice if you were to look carefully on the map, you might see a T3 or a T2, and you then can go through depth, and that column is what you're seeing. So what you have to do if you're driving around Utah and you want to know where you are geologically, you just find yourself on the map. And you find yourself on the map, and then because we have 3 physiographic provinces, meaning we have 3 geologic histories, meaning we've got 3 sets of rocks, 3 sets of resources, 3 sets of scenery, I know. It's pretty neat. Okay. Anyway, you can see what unit you're in. And then if you're really compulsive and want to know more, you can look at two of his books. Geologic History of Utah is still in print. It's really the geologist Bible for Utah. And then the one that may be out of print but was written for you is Utah's Spectacular Geology and How It Came to Be. So that's how you read this map. And so let's find a place. Let's just do Salt Lake County. It's just covered up by so much. Let's do something that everybody loves. Let's find Moab. So we're looking for Moab. So what we need to realize is that the red lines tend to be the highways.
Yeah.
So we find ourselves off I-70, and then we head sort of south and east. We chug on through, and the next thing you know, we're in, I hope, Spanish Valley. Anyhow, we find ourselves there, and we look at the colors, and one of the spectacular colors there is JTRN. It's a spectacular color as you look at the rocks, but it's kind of a dreadful green on the map. But having found yourself looking at those, you then can go over to the one that says Southeastern Utah, Arches and Canyonlands, and you would say to yourself, I see that I want to understand what those handsome rocks are that are on the south and west side of Spanish Valley, where Moab is. And you look on there, and it is the Glen Canyon group. It has the Navajo sandstone, which is above the sort of muddy Kayenta sandstone, which is above the Wingate that looks an awful lot like the Navajo sandstone. So beware. Know that learning the names is great, and you'll end up with some friends. You'll just know what the Navajo tends to look like. I really like the Mancos. It's slippery and shaley. And that will tell you, but the names aren't important. It helps to learn a couple names because we name things, such as our pets, so that we own them. But what really matters is to be able to drive through the units and say, what was Utah like back then? So knowing what unit you're in and having a geologic history of Utah, you can have a sense of what Utah was like. Now the other thing on this map to look at is there's a little yellow map, it's key, that says location of cross sections. You say, I'm not even sure what a cross-section is. Well, the cross-sections are immediately to the right, and notice that they have letters. The upper one says A, B. And you say, well, where's A, B? You look on the yellow map, and it goes from A to B. So look what Utah looks like as if you sliced right through it. I mean, we have such spectacular geology. And so we live here in sort of Salt Lake City area, ENF. And that little stubby one of the ENF is what you see if you're sort of on the west side of the valley looking across. And you'll see those units and you'll get used to them. So that's basically how you use a geologic map as you're driving. And that's it.